If you remember from last Wednesday, we heard from John the Baptist that the Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand, from John 3:35. We also talked at great length about the African-American spiritual. He's got the whole world in his hands. Jesus has all things in his hands, including the tiny little babies, brothers and sisters, and everybody here. He has our very lives in his hands. Tonight, the hour has now come. John the Apostle writes, "Jesus, knowing that the Father has given all things into his hands, and that he has come from God and was going back to God." Jesus knew that everything was in his hands. He knew that he was the only Son from the Father. He knew that he was fully God and fully man. He knew that he was going back to the Father. He knew that he was about to be betrayed. On this very night, he was about to be delivered into the hands of sinful men. He knew it all. So what did Jesus do with his hands? Did he hold them up and say, "Stop, stop," and put a halt to everything? Did he clench his fist ready to fight for his own life? No. He rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments and, taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel that was wrapped around him. Jesus' hands was capable of great power, great healing, of miracles upon miracles. But what did he do with those divine and holy hands? He dressed as a servant and went about washing filthy, dirty feet. Foot washing was an act of service for a people who spend a lot of their days walking along the dusty and dirty roads and paths. The person who typically did this was a slave, the lowest slave. It was a job that no one really wanted to do. Yet our Lord took up this task. He brought himself low, all the way to the ground, literally. He took those fatigued and filthy feet into his hands. All things are given into his hands, even the feet of his disciples, and he washes them. Jesus makes it a point to say, "If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should also do just as I have done to you." The lives of his disciples are to model this way of life. Jesus has given us the model of what real love and service really is. The washing of the feet had great cultural meaning for the disciples during that time. It does not carry that same sort of weight for us today. Jesus is not telling you today to literally wash people's feet. Jesus did not wash feet to institute it as a sacrament that forgives our sins. However, this act shows us the Lord's heart, his service to his people. The Lord has given each one of us many different gifts for the sake of serving our neighbors. The Lord has given you this or that talent, time, or treasure so that it might be used for the sake of others. This service that you do does not make you more or less worthy before God because of what you can do or what you like to do. It's not about us. It's not about our positions, our money, our status, or our education. Nor should we think along the lines of, "That form of service is below me. I'll serve on my terms in the things that I like and I want to do." Your life as Jesus' disciple is all about serving and loving one another. If there was anyone on this earth who deserved to be served, it is Jesus.
God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, as we will confess shortly in the Nicene Creed. He has done what only He could do. He is not merely an example for us to follow. He is above all our Savior. And what has He done? He went all the way to the cross. He gave His very life for you. He suffered. He shed His blood. He died on the cross. All to forgive you for your sins. All to carry your selfish, greedy, arrogant sin, which deserves only eternal punishment, to the tree of death, where He defeated it. He conquered it. By His death, He destroyed death. Jesus came not to be served, but to serve and give His life as a ransom for the many. And He did it all for you. He did it all out of love for you. As Paul reminds us, our Lord served His disciples in another way with His hands on that Holy Thursday. Paul is speaking to a people of God who thought they were to be served, but he draws them back to service, to the service of Jesus for them. It is the service that Jesus does for us also. He gave thanks, took it into His hands, bread, broke it, gave it to His disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is My body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." And then with those same hands, He took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in My blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me." This is Jesus' last will and testament before His death. These words remain true forever. He served His disciples then. He serves His disciples today. Now this is a sacrament instituted by Jesus, united Jesus' words with elements of bread and wine, and it delivers the forgiveness of our sin. And this gift continues, this gift of the Lord's service to you that is being offered this night. Jesus is feeding you with His very body and His blood given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. So we merely take Jesus at His words. "This is My body" means this is My body. "This is My blood" means this is My blood. This meal is not about what we are doing, but what He is doing for us. His body and blood being handed to you in His service to you. It is an act of love for you. This love leads you out from the table to follow Jesus' new commandment to love one another. Having been filled with Jesus, you go out from here and you love your neighbors, especially those in your household of faith. You use your hands to serve them, to love them, to bring Jesus to them. They need to hear what you know, what you have experienced. Jesus loves them as well. In this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that He has loved us and sent His Son to be a propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. So please, don't forget, your love for others is not about you. Having all things in His hands, Jesus served and loved you first. He serves and loves you still. He is the hand of the Lord who serves and feeds us, and His love for us will never end. Amen.